I'm Tamara.
And I'm Rel.
And this is Fearful Friends Podcast. Welcome.
Welcome, everyone who listens.
How's your week been?
It's been pretty normal. Nothing too much to complain about. What did I say I was going to complain about?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, I already forgot.
Good job. Good job.
Couldn't have been that bad. I am reading that book by I don't remember the author either, but it's called American Ripper, and it's about that Gerard John Schaefer dude, the dude in our area that was like a mad serial killer.
Okay, yes.
I don't know if I would recommend it for those with a weak stomach.
Really?
So yeah, like Morbid Podcast put out that 3-part episode about him. And, you know, like, it was really disturbing, but I didn't think it could get much worse. Like, but the book, oh my God, like, chapter one, I had to take several breaks.
Really? Oh yes. My God.
It was so, like, disgusting. Like, basically, he wrote his own little fantasy stories, quote unquote.
Ew.
But guaranteed he did those things in real life. And I'm not going to discuss it right now. And now I'm just like questioning even doing him in the future as a potential topic because it was just like so disgusting.
Like, I don't remember. Like, I've
How
listened.
Do you not, this I, is our area that it happened in.
No, I remember the story like vaguely. And I know I've listened to the podcast. Like, I don't remember. So maybe you can like, you know. Just leave things out or, like, allude to some things.
All of the necrophilia out.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
In detail.
Please.
Vivid.
What's the name of this book?
It's called American Ripper. I think it's by, like, a man called, like, Patrick Kendrick or something. Patrick Kendrick, yeah. It's a good book, but it is, like, very, very detailed. This guy was fucked up, and he like 100% killed more people than he was convicted for, than he confessed to, than they've even found. And one of my coworkers actually used to work at the Hutchinson Shores Inn back when it was a Holiday Inn.
Uh-huh.
And she said that before she had even knew anything about this guy, she said the year that he was arrested is the year that they finished construction on that Holiday Inn. So that was his, like, playing ground, Hutchinson Island, back when it was all, like, mangroves and shit. And she said that, like, the vibes at that hotel were just, like, so off. And I don't even know if I'm allowed to say any of these names, but, like, she said that the vibes there were so off. And she said people go there and they blow their lives up. And it's, like, 100% paranormal. She doesn't know if it's haunted, but there's definitely bad vibes there. And she said 100% if they ever broke ground on that place, they would probably find bodies from that guy.
So when are we having a sleepover there?
I know! I said, have you ever looked into, like, paranormal researchers? Like, have they ever done that area? And she said she was going to look into it. I pointed her in the direction of a paranormal researcher in Fort Pierce. I don't know if we have anybody, like, in this area, but...
Yeah, there's a... Oh,
all I can
God.
Think of is, like, the Indian River Ghost Hunters.
No, there's a... Man, I can't think of their name. I want to say Paranormal Party, but...
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to that.
Yeah, they're...
Yeah. She said that there were some rooms that she would go into and she would feel suffocated, and I'm just like...
What number? Let me book in.
Well, that sounds about right for his victims, because he was known as the Hangman.
God. Well, I'm excited for you to do that story, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave all the excrement out of it.
Please. Please leave that part out.
Made me push away my breakfast this morning, and not many things can make me turn away food.
Oh, my God. So,
what's going on with you?
Me and Rich have, like, committed to getting a dog. Don't make that face. I'm not pregnant.
I was, like, really scared.
I wouldn't announce it to you like that.
I don't know. Surprise! Okay, that's amazing. What kind of dog are you thinking about getting?
A beagle.
Oh my god.
I know.
Is he gonna be named Callie the second?
If he had his way, probably.
It'd be easier to remember.
Yeah. So I've been wanting to just like rescue a dog. Like I just don't care. And that's kind of what's been keeping us from getting another dog. So, but then he found a beagle rescue and he applied to them.
Beagle rescue.
Yeah. And they have like 8 dogs right now. He applied to them.
Where are they based out of?
I think Miami.
Okay. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah. So they want like your whole life story.
Yeah.
So and like sounds references right and like.
Rescues.
Goodness. So
feel free to put Matt and I down. I mean, we lived with you guys when you had Callie.
Oh, that's true. Well, like, it's a lot, but so I'm thinking after we get back from Disney.
Do we know the age that they like have?
So they have like some that are 10 months old, some that are 6. They have a senior dog.
What are you thinking?
I really want like a 1-year-old ish.
Yeah. Get out of the puppy phase.
I don't want a puppy, but like
hump in your shoes.
You know, there's like this 1 6-year-old dog, and it just looks so much like Callie.
Aww.
And we're like, should we do 6? I don't know. We'll see. It's more
bad
like
bad hips.
You know, it's more like the temperament of the dog, and like because I want you know our daughter to have like you know
bring the bring the family. Can you play. Like go there and have a little meet and greet?
Yeah. And then if you, like, decide on a dog, then you bring it for a sleepover or something.
Yeah, you might have to be on vacation when you do this whole thing if you're going to be making back and forth trips.
Yeah. So that's how I know.
I'm so happy.
He was, like, kind of against it until I brought up, like, well.
He was against it?
Yeah.
Man.
Just, like, financially, mostly. And then I was like,
you know,
I've been really looking into pet insurance and it's so much more affordable. And I was against it too. The financial part and like the surprise vet bills are really what has kept me from getting a dog. So I was against it too until I started looking into the insurance.
I get it.
I also threw out my back this week.
Oh my God. Yay. You're one of us.
Thankfully, it wasn't as bad as the last time, but I could not wipe.
Oh, no.
I could walk, though.
Well, that's.
I didn't have to call out of work or anything, but I'm good now.
That's good.
Thank goodness.
You didn't have to go to the ER or anything?
No. No. And I can wipe my own butt now. So.
Do you have to have Rich help you wipe your butt?
No. I just, like.
That's, like, my worst fear.
Suffered in pain and then.
And
got
a stinky
in the
bottom.
I think just take a shower.
He's like, what's that smell? My back hurts.
I think he would just take me outside like
hose you down. My hose doesn't have enough power for this. Let me just stick my thumb on the knot. Really shoot that jet in there.
So how's work been?
Work's been fine. It's very busy. Much busier than it was like our opening year. But I feel like it's starting to slow down a little. Like, I'm still busier than I was last year, but I feel like I could breathe a little bit today. And I only got annoyed every, like, 10 seconds. Instead of every 5 seconds. Here's my bitch of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Instacart shoppers, talking to you!
I used to be a ship shopper, so.
Do your fucking job.
I was good at my job, though.
Yeah, because you have common sense and you've worked in a grocery store. You know that every fucking grocery store is laid out the same fucking way.
And skirt shoppers, you suck. Do your jobs.
You don't tip me to shop for you. The end.
Well, this week I got called woke twice. And like,
you know what? At this point, let's just take it as a fucking compliment that we're not morons like these people are. Right.
And I don't want to, like, get political, but, like, I don't even really get into what it means. Like,
I don't even know what it means.
Right?
I don't understand. Is that all of those fucking morons.
All I know is that, like, conservative people have been the ones to call me woke when I'm annoying them. So the first guy wants me, and I work in banking, he wants me to cash his check that's from another bank and then deposit it. And I'm like, we can't do that, you know? And I very nicely got into it with him. And he said, I don't have time for your woke bullshit. I'm like,
What is that even? That has nothing to do with money.
And then he, and he was, I'm so sick of Joe Biden. And he's drunk also. So whatever. And he's like, it's the middle of the work day. He's in his work uniform and pulled up in his work truck, completely plastered, bitching at me because I'm woke. And I'm like, this has been a rule since way before Joe Biden was ever on the scene, sir. But everybody does this for me every time. Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Just because they're scared of your drunk ass.
Right? And there's like a loophole where you can do that.
I think I've done it at my bank before, right. back when it was like Wachovia.
Like there's a loophole. Okay?
Because yeah. If you do it at your bank, they put a hold on it or some shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you as a customer, you've figured out that there's a loophole. And maybe these other tellers.
I didn't know you weren't allowed to do that, to be honest. My parents told me to do that.
And maybe like these other tellers at other bank or the other branches do that for you, but not me.
So you, what like you should have said is give me their name right. So I can report them.
I like my paycheck too much. Does that make me woke, sir? I'm so sorry. Do you blame Joe Biden when you stub your toe on the fucking wall? Like,
I think they do. I honestly think they do. And like, they don't even know why they don't like it. You know what I love? I follow the Daily Show on Instagram, mm-hmm. and like they've got that guy, the correspondent, that like goes out to like random Trump rallies and shit, and he just like interviews people, and he's just like, he interviewed this one dude that I was watching, and the guy was just like, well, Trump's my president. And he's just like, okay, what? Like, Trump was your president. Can you just agree that Biden is your president? And I was like, I don't know. I've never seen him going to the White House. It's like, what? I mean, I guess some people would say that he is the current president, but like, he's not my president.
Okay.
It's just really fucking funny.
And then the second lady came in and tried to deposit a check that was dated for March of last year. And
those people probably don't even have the money in that account anymore.
And I'm like, so in my mind, I'm assuming they just put 22 on accident instead of 23. So I, you know.
Common mistake. It is March.
Right.
I still do it.
Which is why we still like check a lot on those checks because it happens. Yeah. Okay. And checks are only good for 6 months unless it's like stated somewhere in print or
did
whatever.
Did not know that. You're teaching me so much today. Yeah. About banking.
Yeah. And so I do her other transactions and then I tell her this and she's like, oh my God. And she's in the drive-thru and I'm like, okay. And I'm sending, all right, you know, there you go. Have a great day. You know, this is really inconvenient for me. And I'm like, bestie, I didn't write that check.
Bestie. If anyone's being inconvenient right? here, it's you.
Right.
In my line, clogging up traffic.
All I did was tell you something. Go tell whoever wrote this check to you that they're the ones inconveniencing you. Because you know what would have happened? If I didn't look at your check and do my job, that check would have bounced on your account and come back and you would have gotten a fee and you would have been really pissed off at me for not checking.
You
like I'm supposed
bitch.
To. Yes. And then so I tell her, I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad I caught it, though, because I don't want it to get returned on your account. And she said, oh, you're so woke. You have so much time to waste, don't you?
I need to move.
So I shut off the speaker. I was done at that point. I just had to laugh at her. Like, I'm sorry. I'm doing you a favor. I could have gone ahead and put your deposit in, but I'm trying to be nice and tell you there's an issue with this check and it's going to get returned. Take it back to the maker and have them fix it. I'm sorry I'm inconveniencing you. Don't.
It's like
let's deposit it.
Something going on, like, politically. Is there like a presidential vote happening that I don't know about? Because I did see like three different people today wearing a lions, not sheep shirt. And I'm like, maybe there's a Trump rally going on that we don't know about.
I think it's because of Trump's trial that he's going through, like the indictment to see if they're going to go to a trial or whatever. Honestly, like,
everybody just needs to fucking calm right. down. He's so rich, he's not gonna fucking go to jail. The criminal is gonna continue to walk the streets like a goddamn penguin.
Like, I just and I don't care. Like, I, you know,
this is not
really,
a political podcast.
This is me not getting political, okay? I don't care about your political party. Like, my husband's a Republican.
Don't you dare call me woke.
And, you know, politicians are liars, okay? They're all fucking liars. They're all trash.
Biden's a liar. Yeah. Trump's a liar. Everyone's a fucking liar.
Yeah. Like,
the world is a mirage.
Right? Like, it's all financial bullshit. Like, we just truly vote for, like, the best of the fucking worst at this point. Like, I don't really care. And yeah, who's, like, yeah, I vote Democratic right now. And, like, you know, I support abortion and equal rights, and I'm, you know, consider myself a feminist, but who's to say, like, years down the line, like, this isn't all gonna flip-flop and, you know, Democrats are like, who knows, whatever, I don't care. It's just like,
we're not, shut up and get out of my face podcast.
Like, why are you screaming? I'm at Here's work and
don't bring your fucking political opinions to a bank or to a grocery store or to a fucking McDonald's.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares what you think. Everyone's got an opinion, just like everyone has an asshole. Keep moving.
What are you trying to prove by yelling at the messenger who's telling you, you have so much time to waste being woke, don't you?
At that point, you should just, like, pulled out your phone, gotten on TikTok and been like, you know what? Yeah. And just started scrolling through those obnoxious, loud TikToks.
So those are the type of people that I deal with at work. I am.
They're all over Florida.
So sick of them.
They're all over Florida.
Like, I could not care what your political party is. Please just
a decent fucking person. Right?
Like, do you kick That's dogs? All. No? Okay.
Probably. Like, we don't know their lives.
Give me your deposit and get out of my line.
Stop giving me trouble, you stinky old man.
Right. I'm trying to look at the weather forecast for tomorrow. Why are you screaming at me?
That is the only thing that matters. It's hot. It's gonna be hot. It's always hot.
Right. No rain. Your lawn's dead. So are you ready to get to your story? I'm so excited.
I'm ready. I have my notes in front of me in very, very small letters. So I'm just gonna, I can't zoom in, but I can squint really good.
I'm so excited.
Okay. So, like, open up your mind.
Okay.
Because what is scary to some people, basically, I'm scared of the ocean.
Oh my goodness.
I'm scared of dark water. I'm scared of big fucking boats.
Yes, me too. What is it called?
What's what called?
The fear of, like, the big things in the ocean.
I don't know. I should have Googled that.
There's a name for it.
There probably is. Should I Google that?
I'm going to Google it. Google it right now. Starts with a TH.
I don't know. But it's fucking terrifying. Like, we don't belong in the water. And if this case will tell us anything, it is that. That's the fucking truth.
Okay.
Did you find out what it's called? Yes.
I mean, it's not.
Sound it out.
It's phobia. Thalassophobia.
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 And the meaning of that is?
Fear of the ocean, an intense phobia, fear of large bodies of water, but it's more about, like, the big giant things under the water.
Yeah, that shit freaks me out.
They have it on TikTok all the time.
I hate it.
And they have, like,
there was that one. Some article just posted and it was like, there's this big giant hole out in the middle of the ocean that they were finally able to, like, dive into the bottom, and what they found was disturbing. And I was just like, oh my God. So I clicked on it and it turns out it was just trash because human beings are garbage.
That is disturbing. And we just
litter in every hole in the world. It is disturbing.
Yeah.
They said it was like the telltale sign of how climate change is affecting the world. It is quite disturbing.
Oh God.
This case isn't necessarily what's under the water, but what's floating on top of it.
Okay.
Just towards the goddamn beaches. So, few things are scarier to me than the dark open sea and large things in it that shouldn't be there. So I absolutely couldn't imagine the fear that the residents of Ashbury Park in New Jersey felt as they watched a 508-foot-long, 11,000-gross-ton luxury cruise ship appear on their seaside town's coastline, engulfed in flame. Today, I'm going to be talking about the tragic SS Morrow Castle disaster.
Oh my goodness.
Straight up, I had to take an edible after I wrote this case because I had such bad anxiety from like looking at the pictures and reading about the story. I'm never going on a fucking cruise ship. That's for sure. Okay.
Describe my face right now.
Wow.
I have never heard of this.
I hadn't either. I was actually looking at a different case to do, but then like, because it was like spooky as shit, but then like everything was basically telling me that it was like an urban legend, which was kind of disappointing because it was so scary. But I guess that's why it was so scary. Yeah. Because people don't just die for no reason, apparently. And the bottom of the article was like, if you like this story, check this out. But this is a true story.
Okay.
There's science. There's articles about it. Okay, so the SS Morro Castle was built for the Ward line of ships in 1930, just at the beginning of the Great Depression. So, not off to a great start, you know? No. Red flag number one, yeah. I would say. It could carry a total of 532 passengers. A lot of them die.
Okay, great.
532 passengers, most of which were first class, and it's got 240 crew members. So, like, a little under 800 is what it was capable of holding. Even during the financial crisis that the U.S. was facing at the time, the ship was the largest and most commercially successful that the company had ever built. While many cruise ships at the time were modest and sensible, the SS Morro Castle was the epitome of luxury, with all the amenities of the time for a first-class experience. So, like, in 1930, that was probably just, like, a place to, like, air out your hat. A gym. A gym! My word!
I'm picturing the Titanic. Maybe there's a
bathroom in each room. That is exactly what you should picture.
Okay.
Especially going forward.
Alrighty.
It does kind of look like a smaller version of the Titanic. Can you stop licking the table? Okay. The ship was returning from Havana.
Wait. Oh. I just want to be clear. You said, can you stop licking the table? To the dog and not to me, okay?
I mean, I would prefer it if nobody licked the table. We don't need any more slippery surfaces here than we already have.
Okay. Continue.
The night of September 7th, 1934... the ship was returning from Havana to New York. The captain finished dinner in his cabin and began to feel under the weather. I wish that everyone could see all the air quotes I'm about to put in this. I wonder if maybe Tamara could say air quotes every time I do it with my hands. Because okay. I'll be talking. I'll be busy. Okay.
You air quote a lot.
I do. Because everything is so fucking like, apparently. Anyways. Captain finished dinner in his cabin. He began to feel under the weather.
Air quotes.
Hours later, he was found in his bathroom. Apparently.
Air quotes.
Thank you. Had a heart attack. That was brought on by food poisoning.
Okay.
Ever heard of that happening?
No.
You're throwing up, you're having diarrhea. Oh my God. Heart attack. No.
I mean, like, I've heard of it because you had a bad meal, but
I don't know. That's just like weird to me.
Super high calorie meal, but not, I don't know.
Who knows? A doctor.
He was stressed. It was too much on his heart.
I guess. No. Maybe back then they actually had to sail the boat. I don't know. The passengers of the ship spent the evening drinking and dancing, as was the norm on the last night of any journey. They would have like a captain's night where, you know, you would celebrate him and they would all just like fucking hoot and holler and he would take a bunch of shots and somebody else would drive the boat, whatever. But they carried on anyway, even though he was dead. They knew he was dead.
Dead captain's night.
Yeah. While they were partying, the weather outside turned to shit. The wind got crazy and the waves were rocking the ship back and forth, which probably, you know, sobered up a couple people enough so that around 3 a.m., one of the passengers that was in the smoking room found a steward on duty and told him that he smelled smoke.
In the smoking room. Okay.
It's just funny to me. He must be able to differentiate the smells. Luckily, the steward began a search of the area and found a small found a small fire in a locked cupboard in the first class writing room on deck B. I'm guessing that the steward thought the flame was going to go out on its own.
What? Why? Did he just leave it?
Well, it fucking spread and nobody put it out when it was just a small fire.
Oh, there's a fire. Okay.
Yeah. So, the fire spread quickly because it's 1930s and everything is made of kerosene and tinder.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, the fire spread quickly across the carpets, up the walls, catching on the paint on the railings and the decks, and the wind outside the ship was spreading the fire even faster and faster through the hull. The corridors started filling with thick smoke that people couldn't breathe. Fumes, the glass windows started shattering and, like, raining down on all the people that are hooting and hollering on the deck.
And this is, like, nighttime.
Yes, 3 a.m., the devil's hour, if you will. Yeah.
Have you been on a boat out in the water in the middle of the night?
Once.
Could you imagine that?
I was a child, actually. We were on a catamaran in Michigan, out on the Lake Michigan. And they have those little net things where you just, like, lay just above the water. And I was fine. Now, as an adult, I'm just like, ugh.
I went on a cruise.
Mermaids! You don't know what you're gonna see.
Like, it's just so dark nothingness. Like, you could be, like, in outer space. Like, it's
for
just
all
so
you know. Yeah.
Dark and terrifying at night.
Just wait.
Okay.
It gets worse.
Right.
Okay. So, because the captain of the ship was currently laid out in waiting autopsy, his chief officer had taken command of the ship, and he bungled a few things. For starters, he let the crew just get out of control. As, you know, it happens on a lot of ships that are, like, starting to go down. People go into, like, every man for himself mode. But he should have been able to wrangle them in. He failed to tell the radio operator to send an SOS for help. He didn't instruct any passengers to leave their rooms. And instead of ordering the lifeboats out, which were generously equipped to carry 800 people... We'll get to that later. He wasted time trying to beach the ship. So, the passengers that hadn't been suffocated in their rooms by the smoke or trapped in the flames headed to the stern of the ship, which sucked. That was a bad decision because the fire was heading in that direction because of the wind. And the fire was in, like, the middle of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So, the crew members that hadn't fled were trying to lower the lifeboats on the bow of the ship.
Oh, my God.
There were 12 lifeboats capable of holding... This is where Titanic comes back in.
Yeah.
There were 12 lifeboats capable of holding 68 people on each. Six of them couldn't be lowered because they had been painted over so many times that the chains were stuck in place, rendering them useless. The other six were lowered successfully. But because everyone was trapped on the stern of the ship... All six of the boats floated away with just a mere 85 people, almost all of them crew members.
Are you kidding?
Let's do the math. Six boats that could have carried 400 people left with 85. Dot, dot, dot. Very Titanic-esque.
Oh my God. I can't believe.
Later, it was said by, like, survivors that the ones that were able to actually make their way to shore were, like, screaming at crew members on the lifeboats, telling them to stop and pick them up. And the crew members just kept on going, looked at them and kept on going. These fuckers were like, you're on your own, bud.
Fucking I am dickheads. Oh, my God.
This is real life.
Oh, my
God. Okay, so now for the most terrifying part of the night. The flames burnt through the wiring of the ship, and the power goes out. The engine fails, leaving the ship rocking in the storm, the only light coming from the flames throughout.
Is the ship still, like, whole at this point?
The ship is still whole. Yeah, the ship doesn't actually sink until they go to tow it away later.
Okay.
So, the ship is whole. Any remaining passengers on board, basically seeing no other way out, started to jump ship. People were throwing anything that they could think of that would float off the side of the boat, hoping it would help the jumpers, you know, against the crazy waves. Because, again, there was like a massive storm out there and the water was fucking churning. It was just like sucking people up, pulling them right under. The waves were swallowing the objects just as fast as they could throw them in. And the passengers that were jumping off the ship were just being smashed into the side of the boat and like killed.
Oh my way. God.
And if you weren't being smashed on the side of the boat, you broke your neck from the fall, because that's a really high jump and most of them landed head first. And if you ever think about like water, I mean, from a certain height it's basically like hitting a solid surface. So a lot of broken necks. Or they landed on other passengers and killed them and killed themselves while they were jumping.
Wow.
Yeah. A couple people who somehow managed to survive the jump died from just sheer exhaustion from battling the waves. Despite being so close to the shoreline, the brutal waters made it impossible for rescuers to get close enough to kill the flames. So at this point, I mean, it's probably like, I'm not even going to try to estimate how far it was from shore. It's pretty close.
Okay.
You know, people could swim there in probably like 20 minutes.
Okay.
But like nobody could go close enough because the fire was just like raging and the waves were crazy. It wasn't until the next morning that anyone could even begin rescue efforts. And by that time, like anybody who survived the jump and who survived the waves had already made it to the shore. In the afternoon on September 8th, the ship finally beached itself in Asbury Park, New Jersey, where it would then burn for 2 more days, attracting locals and even in the Depression, tourists for months afterwards. Because it's a big fucking boat that washed itself up on shore. And it looked, it was like a ghost ship, burnt out and charred. It was terrifying.
I'm terrified.
I know. It gets better.
Yes.
The death toll of that night officially was 137 people, mostly passengers, because, you know, the crew done went and fucked everybody over and took all the lifeboats. And that number possibly could be any higher, because if you think about it, it was coming from Havana and there could have been stowaways. So that's like really sad.
Yeah.
And they were probably on the bottom of the ship where they couldn't get out.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Cargo hold. Now for the shady part of the story. The investigation into the fire was kept very hush-hush, which a lot of people, even at the time when they didn't question authority like we do, they thought it was real suspicious for just like a passenger ship. The cause of the fire was never even released to the public. And the radio officer on board, remember when I told you that the captain never issued an SOS to be sent out?
Mm-hmm.
So like eventually the radio officer on board was just like, I'm gonna do this despite the captain's orders. Because he's mm-hmm. like, so badass, you know? So the radio officer, he was lauded as a hero after the disaster for sending an SOS, despite not being ordered to by the captain. Super sketchy. He's a sketchy dude.
Okay.
He has a super long criminal record. Things like theft. Just like petty things. But then also has a criminal record for arson.
Okay.
He also has extensive knowledge in building explosives and flammable devices. Also, it's reported that he met with the captain just before the captain allegedly,
air quotes,
fell ill. And people were suspicious enough of this situation that they tried to send the captain's body off to be tested for poison. But it apparently got lost on the way to the morgue.
Apparently? Where's your air quotes?
I don't even have finger motions for that.
Who loses a body?
First of all, the fact that you were even able to get it off that burning carcass of a ship is one thing, but then you lose it, the captain's body, right?
I'm in what? How do you lose a body?
This is fucking Joe Schmo on the third floor. It's like, I get it, but like, that's the captain's body. He died on whatever. There's that. After the disaster, the radio operator went on to open his own radio repair shop. Again, though, Great Depression.
Okay.
financial difficulties arose, boom, building catches fire.
Seeing a pattern. Yeah. His next job was with the police department, where he would talk to his colleagues about pretty intense details of the night and about how the fire started. In fact, one of his co-workers suspected him of having something to do with the fire and questioned him on it. Radio operator dude didn't like that, so he put a fucking bomb on the dude's desk. The what dude happened? Survived. He survived the blast with serious injuries, but he survived. And he spent the rest of his life trying to prove that this motherfucker started the fire on the ship. And the story's not over yet with this sketchy motherfucker. He did get sent to prison for the attempted murder on his coworker. But as we all know, the justice system is flawed, and it was only attempted murder, so he got released shortly after and went on to kill two more people. For what? More financial difficulties.
Oh my god. Okay.
He was then rearrested, sentenced to life, and then died a few years later with cerebral hemorrhage. Goodbye.
Thank goodness.
He has never been investigated as a suspect. That alone is suspicious to me. It's almost like the fire was planned.
Oh my god.
There are also other theories about why the investigation was kept so quiet, why no one was held accountable really in the end, because the interim captain and the crew who fucking abandoned everybody, they were all literally convicted of negligence in the court of law. And the president of the United States at the time overturned the sentence. Which is literally the reason that conspiracy theories start. Because why?
What? Oh my god. Right?
137 people, maybe more, died. You have no suspect. You didn't even investigate your one good lead. And like, now, like, the only thing that these families have to cling on is the people that fucking abandon their loved ones in the ocean to get any kind of justice. And the president's just like, eh, that's fine.
Bye.
Yeah.
Let them go.
It was just a mistake. It was just an honest mistake. Yeah. So, at the end of the day, 137 or more lives were lost, and their families will never know why. Because so many things were fucked up. We just have to hope that, you know, for things to improve, things have to be bad first. And that, you know, cruise ships today have, you know, stopped painting the chains on their lifeboats. And this story is just one of the many reasons that you won't ever catch me on a cruise ship. And in case anybody cares, I used Wikipedia and the shipyard blog. And now it's time to show you some fucking creepy pictures.
I'm so ready. So the radio guy, he was on one of those lifeboats.
Probably. It didn't really specify.
Did
he got out.
Did anyone financially benefit, like insurance?
Oh my god, I should have done this research. I guess I didn't get that in depth.
Like wondering like. It was the Great Depression, and like maybe there was like motive. Oh my god.
How horrible. That's what nightmares are made of. Truly.
That is a ghost ship.
It's a fucking ghost ship. That's what washed up on the beach. And these are all the tourists checking it out. And this is after they put the flames out. This is kind of like.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's on fire.
Yeah. You want to see the scariest picture? It's coming up. Not that one. That.
That's
what those people had to see.
Oh my god.
Ah!
Google these images. This is
the SS Morrow Castle in Asbury Park Beach, whatever. New Jersey. Asbury Park? Yeah. Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Oh my god. That's so scary.
That's a fucking ghost ship. So what I know is that after this happened, after it basically sat there for like, I think it was like, this was in September. In March of the next year, it was finally towed away. And then there's speculation that it actually sank on the way to being towed.
And they just lost the ship, basically.
Just like they lost the captain's body. It was just a whoopsie. But that's like, you know,
air quotes,
speculation. Just another one of those shady fucking things.
Oh my god.
That happens with a luxury liner.
That was awesome. That was crazy. Oh thank my
you.
Goodness.
Thank you. Took me back.
I can't believe
hours.
I've never heard of that.
Me either, and I wish I had never heard of
right?
it.
Right? Oh my so god.
Scary. I was really like, I had such bad anxiety because I was just like, ugh, I never want to go on a cruise ship. My husband like really wants me to go. I don't know. Really freaks me out. Just like being out there in the middle of nowhere with a whole bunch of fucking annoying people who just want to like talk to you and have weird threesomes. That's what a cruise ship
that,
is.
That's what a that is. Yeah, that's exactly.
Are you wearing pineapple pants? Me too.
We should go on a cruise.
I'm not going on a cruise with you.
A couple's cruise. Come on, that would be so fun.
Did you not listen to this story? The crew will abandon us. We're all gonna die. Only on a much bigger ship, which, like, if it sinks and we're on it, it's just gonna take us right down to the bottom of the ocean. I don't want to see the bottom of the ocean. You know what's down there?
Trash.
Flight MH370. I watched a documentary about that the other day.
Oh, God.
Is it MH? I don't know. The Malaysian plane that went missing.
Oh, and my God. Okay.
Did you see that documentary?
No.
Ugh.
No.
Ugh.
You've got
I still
time.
Know nothing.
You have time. On
I don't
your
have
hands.
Kids. It's when I should be doing notes. It's when I'm like playing Hogwarts Legacy and fucking watching documentaries that I have no business watching.
Yeah, I'm like repairing toilets when I'm.
I should... fixed my dryer last week.
I'm so proud
by
of you.
By myself. I hurt my arm doing it.
But you saved a lot of money.
I did. I yeah. hope that it hasn't caught fire in the garage. Well, I have it running right now.
You know, you have homeowner's insurance.
Yeah, but I need to live here. I don't want to catch it on fire like my first year. What a rookie move.
All right. Well, come back next week for our next episode.
Tamara's going to tell us a story. What are we leaning? True crime, paranormal, fucking lame ass cryptid. I actually might do a cryptid in the future, but it's a spooky cryptid. It's not like fucking Sasquatch.
All I'm gonna say is it's spooky. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm excited.
Okay, I'm excited too. Yeah. I need more than that though.
Just wait.
What if we pick the same story one week?
Whoever does it first does it first.
What if I do my notes early because I'm going on vacation and I want the time to do notes later, and then you take my story?
We need a middleman.
Murphy?
He's not up.
Sleeping.
For it. Yeah.
Very soundly, breathing really fast. Is he all right? Oh, baby boy with smush face. All right, everyone. Take care. Don't go on boats.
Bye-bye.
Laters.